You've seen what's happened to primitive societies that are unsettled by white man's civilization. They go to pieces, they disintegrate, they succumb to vice and disease. And isn't that the same thing that's been happening to us since our myths began to disappear?
Absolutely it is.
Isn't that why conservative religious folk today are calling for a return to the old-time religion?
That's right.
I understand their yearning. In my youth, I had fixed stars. They comforted me with their permanence. They gave me a known horizon. They told me that there's a loving, kind, and just father out there looking down on me, ready to receive me, thinking of my concerns all the time. Now science, medicine, has made a house cleaning of belief. And I wonder what happens to children who don't have that fixed star, that known horizon, those myths to sustain them.
All they have to do is read the newspaper. I mean, it's a mess. But what the myth has to provide, I mean, just on this immediate level of life instruction, the pedagogical aspect of myth, it has to give life models. And the models have to be appropriate to the possibilities of the time in which you're living. And our time has changed, and it's changed, and changed, and continues to change so fast that what was proper 50 years ago is not proper today. So the virtues of the past are the vices of today. And the many of what were thought to be the vices of the past are the necessities of today. And the moral order has to catch up with the moral necessities of actual life in time, here and now. And that's what it's not doing. And that's why it's ridiculous to go back to the old-time religion. A friend of mine composed a song based on the old-time religion. Give me the old-time religion. Let us worship Zarathustra just the way we used to. I'm a Zarathustra booster. He's good enough for me. Let us worship Aphrodite. She's beautiful but flighty. She doesn't wear a nightie, but she's good enough for me. And when you go back to the old-time religion, you're doing something like that. It belongs to another age, another people, another set of human values, another universe. So the old period of the Old Testament, no one had any idea. The world was a little three-layer cake, and the world consisted of something a few hundred miles around the Near Eastern centers there. No one ever heard of the Aztecs, you know, or of the Chinese even. And so those whole peoples were not considered even as part of the problem to be dealt with. The world changes, then the religion has to be transformed.
But it seems to me that is what we are in fact doing.
That's in fact what we better do. Yeah. But my notion of what the real horror today is what you see in Beirut, where you have the three great Western religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, and because the three of them have three different names for the same biblical God, they can't get on together. They're stuck with their metaphor and don't realize its reference.
So each needs a new myth.
Each needs its own myth all the way. Love thy enemy, you know? Mm. Open up. Don't judge.
Given what you know about human beings, is it conceivable to you that there is a point of wisdom beyond the conflicts of truth and illusion by which our lives can be put back together again, that we
sure
can develop new models?
It's in the religions. All religions are true for their time. If you can find what the truth is and separate it from the temporal inflection, just bring your same old religion into a new set of metaphors, and you've got it.